T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 8:50, let's welcome in the mayor of the great city of Hartford, the capital city of the great state of Connecticut, and it's the Honorable Luke Bronin. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mayor.
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you doing?
Mayor, first things first, before we get to the Wi-Fi and things going on in the city, are you going to give Aaron Stewart any advice on how to be a mayor and be a parent as well?
No, I wouldn't presume to give anybody advice on that. I'd have to feel like I was doing it a whole lot better myself first. But I congratulate her and her family, and it's wonderful news.
Well, I think her father was, okay, as you know, was the mayor of New Britain, and then she is. So maybe this next daughter will be the next mayor.
Who knows? Can't tell. It's in the blood.
It's a dynasty. It's the Kennedys.
Good news yesterday, Mayor, with the announcement that the city is partnering with Dalio Education and the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving to provide free citywide Wi-Fi. I think it's something the Democrat, Republican, Independent, everybody can agree is a great thing for the city.
I sure hope so, because, you know, in 2020, I think it's pretty clear that internet connectivity is not nice to have. I mean, it's not a luxury. It is a basic utility. And we've seen more clearly than ever over the last few months that it's pretty critical to education, to economic opportunity,
right,
to, you know, for telehealth, for job searching, whatever it is. And for a lot of families in Hartford, they don't have that connectivity. And we saw this even, you know, when we distributed 10,000 laptops or Chromebooks to students, there were still a lot of families that had huge connectivity issues. So this is a big deal. It's a really significant step forward. It's going to take some time. It's, you know, we're rolling it out over the next 12 months. So this isn't just about the coronavirus. This is about, you know, long-term bridging that gap.
To whom will this be accessible, Mayor?
It'll be accessible to everybody. I mean, what we're doing is we're taking advantage of the fiber network that we have throughout the city,
right,
as well as, you know, the data contract that we have, to make sure that we're going to put up about 900 to 1,000 wireless access points around the city, and it'll provide a minimum of LTE speeds in every neighborhood. So it'll be available to everybody. If you're watching a movie, might not be the best way to do it.
And you got it.
We'll probably have to put some limits on it. But bottom line is, we want everybody to have access to that basic utility.
So even if I'm sitting downtown in a restaurant, there'll come a day, well, you can kind of now, then I still can use it then, but I probably shouldn't be watching my favorite TV show.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, there are cities that have done this, but the truth is a lot of them have done it only in their downtowns.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is focus on our neighborhoods, and we're starting in our two neighborhoods that have the highest needs and, we believe, the highest connectivity gap, you know, in the Northeast neighborhood and in Pine Hollow. But then we'll be rolling it out to the whole city.
How do you decide where to put the hotspots, Mayor?
That's not for me to decide. The folks with technical expertise. But again, you know, this is a fairly small city. We're talking about 17 square miles, and we're going to have about 1,000 wireless access points all around the city. So we'll be using city buildings. We'll be using utility poles. We own some percentage of the poles in the city. We'll use those. And we've also already, you know, begun to partner with Eversource and the others who own some of the other poles. So it'll be a combination of different locations, different ownership, but taking advantage of the infrastructure that we've got.
Well, I remember back in the days of, actually it was Eddie Perez, I think Eddie was the first, who wanted to basically do the same thing, just never came to fruition. So why now?
Well, I think you're right. It's been an aspiration for a long time and for a lot of communities. But again, I think that what we've seen over the last few months is just how profound that gap is.
Yeah.
And that this really is about educational opportunity and economic opportunity. You know, we joke about watching your favorite movie, but you cannot.
No, I can't.
You can't do what you need to do in 2020 if you don't have an internet connection and if you don't have a connection that's got adequate speed. And so, I hope there'll be some additional nice benefits if someone's out in the park and they can use the city Wi-Fi. But bottom line is, we don't want to have a kid have to sit in a McDonald's after school to get wireless access. We want them to be able to access the internet from home. And we don't want, you know, families to have to ration out internet access or use, you know, a family member's cell phone to provide service to, you know, one of their kids as they're trying to, ration out that service time to the rest of their family. This is a pretty important issue, you know, for equity as well. And so to us, it was just, it's not that this is the right time. It's that this is long, long overdue.
Talking with Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin on the morning show here on WTIC News Talk 1080. You mentioned education, and you want kids to be able to use it, and they won't be able to use the Wi-Fi this year. But get back to education, obviously every city, every town, every school district had to submit their return to school plan on Friday, and they're all public. You can all go to the various websites to see them. How involved, if at all, Mayor, were you with what Hartford did, or did they just make their plan and show it to you and say, here's what we'd like to do?
Sure. So, but real quick before I get that, I just want to make one point, which is, you know, the state rolled out a connectivity initiative that is focused on this year, you know, on distribution of laptops, on helping kids get connected this year, which is really important because you're right. Our project is going to take, you know, it's going to be implemented in phases over the next 12 months. But the state is doing a really important coronavirus, you know, response connectivity thing right now. So I just want to make that point.
Okay.
As well. In terms of the plans that have been put together, it's that effort is led by our superintendent, led by our Board of Ed, but I obviously stay in very close contact with them. And, you know, they have to work within the parameters that the state has set out, although the state has now left quite a bit of discretion to the local governments and to Boards of Ed. The bottom line is our Board of Ed, our superintendent, are trying to provide parents with options. The option to come into in-person school, the option to do remote, or the option to do a hybrid, it's going to be, like everywhere, challenging to implement. We're going to have to stay on our toes and be willing to adjust. But I think creating those choices for parents is really important and makes a lot of sense.
Ronan is the mayor of Hartford. You know, the thing is that I find interesting is that, you know, as each school has to come up, we talked to the CEA this morning, and they're apparently doing a safety caravan coming up later today, which will be starting a number of locations around the city and the state, for that matter, because the teachers are very concerned that things will be safe when they go back for both themselves and for the students. You know, can Hartford really, or any city, particularly in a city like Hartford with, you know, buildings that tend to be older, it's going to be a task to get those ready to go.
There's no question about it. And I think that the things that will make the biggest difference in schools are also the things that make the biggest difference in our daily lives right now. You know, wearing your masks in school is going to be important. You know, trying to keep those cohorts of kids together as much as possible rather than having, you know, full school interactions is going to be really important, just like we try to socially distance as much as we can and keep our social circle pretty small right now. But there's no question it's going to be challenging. And I think we have to be honest, we have no good choices right now. This is about trying to create options and recognize that there are huge challenges with going back to in-person schools. There's also huge losses when kids are not in person. And those losses can be immeasurable. I mean, remote learning is no substitute. It's not even close for an in-person education. But even beyond, you know, the basic curriculum, the loss of social connection, the loss of social and emotional support, that stuff, I think, can just be really damaging and traumatic to kids right now. And we have to recognize that, too. That's what's on the other side of the equation.
Mayor, we've only got about a minute left, but Wallet Hub came out with a study on the cities whose unemployment rates are bouncing back most. New Haven and Bridgeport in the top 102, but Hartford not in the top 180. how concerned are you that businesses just aren't going to bounce back and this is going to become an even bigger problem?
Well, I'm hugely concerned that this recovery nationwide is going to be a lot tougher and a lot slower than a lot of people think. I mean, you see what's being previewed in the data today. Economically, it's a pretty stark picture. And in Hartford, where the economy depends a lot on the tens of thousands of people who come into work and here, and then in the office buildings, and then support the small businesses that are around, or the big events and theaters and music halls that draw people in, and then support small businesses like restaurants. There's no question there's a lot of vulnerability here, but I think there's going to be a lot of communities that are facing continued vulnerability. And that's one of the reasons I hope that that the Senate recognizes that this right now should not be about politics. This is about saving the American economy. And I hope that they find the will to act right now.
Mayor, thanks for the time as always.
Yeah, thanks,
Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk with you.
Appreciate it. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.